AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Russian emergency crews are aiming to work all night searching the Black Sea off Sochi for victims and plane debris after a Russian Tu-154 carrying 92 passengers and crew crashed this morning. AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov reports that investigators say they're looking into every possible cause of the crash, including terrorism.
Earlier in the day, some senior Russian lawmakers just outright rejected any talk about terror attack, saying it was a military plane, closely secured, tightly guarded, so it just was not possible. But Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said they're looking at every option.
The military plane had just taken off from Sochi on its way to Syria. Despite the holiday terror threats that federal authorities said may be aimed at churches, pews were packed for Christmas masses in New York City. Branko Kolvac, a worshiper at St. Patrick's Cathedral for Christmas morning mass, says you can't live your life in fear.
Living in New York, you try not to think about it, otherwise you wouldn't do anything. So I didn't even know about it, and frankly, you can't really let it worry you. It's just, there's no point. Gotta live your life. And trust the NYPD's doing the best they can.
Pope Francis is wishing Christmas peace for people scarred by wars and for those who've lost loved ones to terrorism. His comments were translated by Vatican Radio.
Peace to men and women in the war-torn land of Syria, where far too much blood has been spilled. Above all, in the city of Aleppo, site of the most awful battles in recent weeks.
Explosive experts have defused a large World War II aerial bomb in the southern German city of Augsburg, clearing the way for thousands of evacuated residents to return home. This is AP Radio News. The Chicago Cubs' first World Series title since 1908 has been voted AP Sports Story of the Year.
It wasn't even close, with the Cubs' title getting 48 of 59 first-place votes in balloting by AP members and editors. The death of Muhammad Ali after a long battle with Parkinson's disease was second. In third place, LeBron James leading the Cavaliers to the franchise's first NBA title. The Cubs dropped three of the first four games in the Fall Classic against the Indians, then rallied to force Game 7 in Cleveland. Chicago blew a 6-3 lead in that game, but after a short rain delay before the top of the 10th, the Cubs caught their breath and then finished off the famed Billy Goat curse with an 8-7 win. I'm Shelley Adler.
A 7.6 earthquake has rocked southern Chile. There were no immediate deaths and only minor damage was reported. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.